Our next item is Robert Davidson, conditional use 1213, revised site plan on Route 9.
I'm passing down a copy of the revised site plan. This conditional use was for a contractor storage yard and office, which was approved on December 9th, 1997, with five stipulations. Mr. Davidson would like to add a 36-by-66-foot building and remove an existing 710-square-foot building. The stipulations of approval did not prohibit any additional buildings. The proposed building will be used by another contractor, and we're raising the question whether you would approve the site plan as amended or require another application for an amended conditional use.
So the original application was in Davidson's name, right?
Yes.
And nothing was said about other contractors?
Didn't prohibit any.
Will we be creating a problem by granting this for other conditional uses, or?
Well, each one would have to come back to, basically case by case.
And if you felt it appropriate, you could make it a condition, if you decide to approve it, but felt it appropriate that they restrict it to this. This would be the last expansion or something of that nature. You could do that.
Well, he does have comparatively, he has a significantly large piece of property there. And I happened to visit it again today. So, it certainly can accommodate this building and more if it was appropriate in the future. So, from my perspective, I don't particularly have a problem with it.
And look at the location. If the building's on the adjacent property, on the Hudson property or Hudson Garage, it appear to be larger if they're drawn to scale, but they may not be to scale. The storage building that exists on a neighboring property is kind of in between. The chain on the existing 40-by-60 building in the back, but that was approved as part of his original plan?
That was the original, yes, okay. What he applied for.
And he's removing a building that's about half the size, basically.
And it'd just be a storage building?
Yes, 20-by-34, it looks like. So it's,
yeah, I think
third. It's
about a third the size of it.
Is it just storage or is it offices?
Probably both.
These come back to us in this instance on a case-by-case basis.
Every conditional use that they want to amend something, we bring back to you guys.
And the decision we're making today is to whether or not to allow it, or whether or not to allow it without a public hearing, or...
The CU was for...
Contractor storage yard.
Any contractors, not just him.
There wasn't a prohibition against additional buildings, right. Which leads me to feel that at the time, there wasn't a particular concern in that area. I'm not particularly bothered by this, although Mr. Lang did point out that we could allow this one with the stipulation any further development has to be the subject of a public hearing, but I'm not necessarily sure we even need to do that, because it would still have to come back again, would it not, if they wanted to build another building?
Yep. Anytime they want to build it.
Anytime they have to change it, so we do get to see it.
Approval of this wouldn't compel you to approve a further extension.
And I think that's what some of the commissioners might be concerned about, that we're setting a precedent for this project and maybe others, but...
And you can highlight that in your motion if you desire.
Yeah, the ordinance gives us some flexibility.
Not saying no, but.
So it doesn't, it's within the discretion of the commission. So let's see, this is... Mr. Johnson, yeah, I'm not particularly troubled by this.
Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1713, revised site plan on Route 9 for Robert Davidson, my motion is for approval as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the Robert Davidson conditional use 1213 revised site plan as submitted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.